This is an MUT Radio podcast.
10. Kadinga nje bakhona bazalwana all the way from APTGSM sinayekela umagumbi nomamsomi la endlini zomsakazo. We thank God. Ushilo na ingena lana athi hey nibamba ufisha omkhulu akadoji umzalwane kodwa ke siyambonga uThixo ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu umphile leyo nhliziyo nje yokunakekela kakhulu nothando khona ke nomamsomi lawo bezalwa nje ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiphinde ngicizelele ukuthi nje happy belated birthday to you. We thank the Lord ngempilo yakho and siyazi ukuthi lokho kusenhlizweni yakho angeke nje uNkulunkulu aze angakwenzeli okuhle. So ke ngibingelele ngiphinde nginamkele ku MUT Interfaith.
Amen. Siyanibingelela bazalwane igameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Igama
ukhanyisile ngwakagumbi Sibongo ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ngiyamthanda kakhulu Jesu.
Glory. Siyabonga kakhulu magumbi siphinde sibingelele futhi nangu nomsomi.
Hallelujah bazalwane.
Amen.
Igama lami ngolona Themba kuhle konke kwaMsomi. Ngiyamthanda kakhulu Jesu. Ngisindisiwe. Amen. Ngiyabonga.
Hallelujah. So our today's topic namhlanje is based on indaba yePhasika. We know that it is time lakho na ke sizokhumbula ukuthi ke kwenzakalani Calvary ze sisindiswe ekuthi ke izwi mangabe liqala iqala nithi ke for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. So there is the love of God for us for our lives for the church ukuthi ke likwazi ukubuyela kwiposition liphinde libe nokuphila libe nakho ke kuchichi meso sizobheka ke nje ukuthi what is it ebalekile kakhulu as a preparation for us abazalwane ekubiza ukuthi ekulendlela singakangeni khona sibeke sizilungisela ngayo where inhliziyo where ke utasha noma ke izinto nje ze ama finances ukuthi ke sobe sihambile siyele endaweni ekude abange bathi ke thina sibheka kakhulu nje indaba ukuthi siyazila ke ukudla ukuthi inkosi mangabe sekufika isikhathi sephasika kuba ukuthi ke inhlabathi yethu ivundile siyashesha ukuthi ke silizwe after the break ke siyangena ke na kanjani right here on MUT Interfaith. So right now sinayo ke la IPTGSM but friends sizokhuluma indaba yePhasika ukuthi ke what are their preparations as we are heading to iPhasika ngiphinde ngibingelele lapha ngaphesheya umagumbi.
Ngiyabingelela bazalwane igameni lika Jesu.
Hello magumbi, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila sisi, wena unjani?
We are also fine. Ithini indaba yakho yePhasika? So yazi nje ukuthi uyakwelipi before siye singene nje kutheni ke sihamba kanjani inhlelo?
Yebo ngiyakhonza eApostolic Faith Mission sizobe sinephasika lapha na ka Bester kwaMashu.
Oh.
Yesimthwala ibheke khona.
Oh, we thank God, we praise God for that. And also ke lapha yana uMamsomi mhlawumbe usona indawo uMamsomi uplan ukuthi nje ngiyahamba.
Amen. Yes, it's a escort eWembesi.
Oh, wena uthanda ukuthi sifike ephasikini kodwa yangaka?
Hayi kukude ke mphele,
yahamba impela
umthwala sise. Kukude escort. Manje ke undaba yemthwalo ke niyo travela for how many days ngaphela kuyabona ngani ukuthi hayi ngeke angeke kuze kube mhlambe nje into zothi nje gqiqi mhlambe niphatha iziponti niphatha
nezijani hayi njengoba isikole nje sonikezwa u 10 days so surely savala nje umuntu yakho
uyahamba yakhona you've got families or relatives around
there. Amen. Yes, ikhaya la Mrs. Scott.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ndaba mhlophe. Amen.
Yay. Siyabonga kakhulu magumbi lakho lavele kaMash.
Mina ngikwakhona khona la kaMash.
Uphelele eThekwini.
Ngiphelele eThekwini.
Hawu Nkosi yami. Hayi noma ngabe wasithola isikole nje kwabanje la eduze nje ukuthi uvuka nje la uya la.
Kakhulu kakhulu and ngiyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
Yes, we thank God. Kodwa ngiyakubona ukuthi ke iresu nayo.
Yes, ngihlala eMontleya nakhona nje igama lika Jesu. Ngiyalukana ke by the way, but mangimiluka nje umuntu ngiyambuza ukuthi ukhonzaphi. So nje namhlanje kodwa ngizalana thi ngimiluka izolo ngam-invite ngempela wafika namhlanje enkonzweni.
Oh, God is faithful. Yabona ukuvangela khamba ibangelithi
kakhulu kakhulu.
Yeah, kubalekile kakhulu sibe ngabahlakaniphile njengenyo kwasibe mnene. Njengamajeba lisho njalo kizwe likaNkulunkulu. So right now what are the preparations nje so far mhlawumbe noma ningakalungisa eli kakhulu?
No
I think mina nje enhlizweni yami nginento ethi before size senza ama preparation kumele sibe ne understanding ukuthi siyapi singaye phasikeni senze ngokujwayela ukuthi hayi iphasika ngephasikeni kodwa sikhumbule umsebenzi uJesu awenza uJesu usifundisa i forgiveness ukuthi sixolele uxolele izono zethu ebese nathi siyakwazi ukuxolela so uNkulunkulu akakwazi ukuxolela izono zakho wena ungakwazi ukuxolela so iphethini yokuxolela siyibuka kuyena uJesu so it is very easy because uyihambile indlela okwethu ukuthi silandele emva kwakhe.
Amen. Yes, thank you so much. Hey, akukho easy ne?
Akukho easy.
Yet it's the first word of God mengabe laphayana kumazwa isikhombisi.
And sisinobuhle lento ye forgiveness kwesinye isikhathi kumele uxolele umuntu engashonga ukuthi ngiyaxolisa it is very hard kodwa ngoba wenza izwi and ufuna ukuba ne peace enhlizweni yakho ebese uyakwenza
God is faithful mhlawumbe athinteke ngempela ngokuthi uyakubona ukuthi ish umile ku position yakho so akufuna kanti noma ngabe izimo ziyavuka usuke ku position yakho
yes kunjalo uthi lithi iBhayibheli noma umoya wombuso univukela ningayishinda
yes we thank God for that
bengithanda ukugcizelela kusisi about forgiveness la ithi 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 la khona izoqala ithi God is light in him there is no darkness at all bese iya ku verse 8 la khona it's if we confess our sins he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness if we claim we have not sinned we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us so lokhu kuyasikhumbuza izwi leli liyasikhumbuza ukuthi ukuxolelwa kahle njengoba usise eshilo ukuthi ke awuxoleli ngoba umzalwane uyaxolela ingoba usukulandela inhliziyo kaJesu uzimuze ufane naye mele uwenze njengaye usixola kubalekile nokukhulula umuntu nokuzikhulula wena ukuze ube nokuthula ngaphakathi
amen so what are the strategies enwasebenzisa mhlawumbe ukuthi I just cry ngizivalele endlini na ngomuntu ngixobile into ngiyabothi lento and it be pain in your heart nasemphefumulweni wakho so wenze njani ukuthi nje okay manje ke ngiyaqala ke process ukuthi ngiyamxolela lo muntu because awukwazi ukuvela usho ngomlomo uthi hayi sengimxolele ngese sikhuluma iphutha kwa manje sasiyakha wenza kanjani mhlawumbe iphi into ekusebenzelayo owenza ngayo uthuthelele
mina into engingayisho ukuthi mina sidalo sami into angiyithathi ngiyisele enhlizweni
awunayizini
ngingi first things uthi senjoyela ukupraya for peace so noma thi usho into ebuhlungu kanjani kumina ngiyajikisa kahlahle ngizothi ngine shield yokuthi whatever you say kumina iya blockeka then mina ngizoyibuka ngenye indlela so ngizothi noma thi ngiphatheke kabi ngivele ngisho ngithi Ey yazi inqaba mina ngumuntu active umuntu othanda ukuhlala ejabule ngiyaphapha nje yabo nje yes so uma bubbly kwami kungenza ukuthi ngingayivumeli isimo ukuthi singenze ngibe down because kwakwenzeka la ngaba down khona akwazi kwaphela almost a month kwaze kwehle ngishona semzimbeni because into iloku iloku iphinda phindeka yabo ekhanda so i journey yami as a Christian kungifundisile kakhulu ukuthi at all times noma umuntu esho kambi but when I just ngizothini noma kuthi uyisho kambi into vele nje bekele eceleni you know then uyamfundisa ukuthi yabo lento lo oyishilo noma lento oyenzile angithandi yabo ukwazi ukukhuluma ungajwayela ukuthi like u overreact because wesisikhathi umzalwane ngakhuluma into mawukuthi umuntu vele izothini lento iqala ngokuthi usukutshelile vele ukuthi mina nginenhliziyo encane once you tell yourself ukuthi unenhliziyo encane of course yonke into eyenzakalayo around wena uzoyithatha personal kakhulu so if umuntu orelaxile ezinye izinto be like oh ish okay usho wenze kanje hey but ke angekho lapho just try by all means ukuthi
praying for the courage
of Christ yes so kubalekile ukuthi noma umuntu ungajwayele ukuthi uhlale bese space sakho wedo just do ama activities mina about for example mangiphuma esikoleni I play netball ngiyabuya ngiyafunda ngiyalala isikhathi sokuthi ngicabanga into asikho yabo anginaqopho nje akunaso yabo even when I read the word even when I pray ukuthi noma thusho into embi kumina but I will forgive you because incwadi iyasho ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu angeke azaxolele wena mawungaxoleli because even I am a sinner ngiyona ngokukhuluma ngokwenza nangokucabanga but into ebalekile ukuthi naye umuntu naye aka ngizothina akekho perfect njengoba wena wona uNkulunkulu naye vele uzokwazi ukuthi akone ngoba anikho perfect
Yes.
So when ukuze ufuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu akuxolele, nawe zifundise ukuthi ukwazi ukuxola. Because ibalekile abanye abantu bashawe uthola ukuthi umuntu unayo yonke into kodwa inkinga inhliziyo uyasinda. Ipeace ibalekile kakhulu empilweni yomuntu. Pray for peace, ungaba nakho konke. Kodwa umangale uza ukuthi umuntu benayo imali, benayo yonke into, but kufika kanjani ukuthi azihenge? Kufika kanjani ukuthi abe ne depression? Peace is very important.
Peace is the key.
Amen. Ngiyafisa nje ukuphawula nami ukuthi iBhayibheli lithi uthando lisibekela
konke.
Once waqala ngisho umuntu enganginyathela kangakanani, kodwa mangabe umthandile umuntu, uunderstand uthando nawe ulinikezwe lo noNkulunkulu, kuba lula. So mina indlela engenza ngayo ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu mangabe engangiphathanga kahle, ngithi keep a distance, ngiqhubeke ngimthanda umzalwane. Ngiqhubeke nje, uthole ukuthi ngiyakubingelela with a smile, but I keep a distance because sengifunda isifundo sokuthi wena ungiphulile noma ungilimazile. So ngizokuthanda, ngikuthandele nje le kude, hayi eduze. So iyangisebenzela leyo nto.
Kodwa kazibona ukuthi yam avoid manje mesabona ukuthi ishuthi magumbu nenkingi.
Angithi la mela bone khona ukuthi shuthi khonte ronge ngiyenzile kumagumbu. Ebese siyabuyisana ke. Ez ukuthi hawo magumbu ngibone ngathi usuqhelile eduze kwami bese ngithi hayi mzalwane angiphathekanga kahle nala. Kubalula ke mase seyizele yena wayibuzela yena uyabo. Bese uyamtshela ukuthi hayi inkingi lana. Kuqhubeke futhi impilo ni be right.
For example mina mangikutshela ukuthi mina no Rumza wami wa last year asikazi sixabane. Asikazi singabonani ngasolinye ukuthi silala sidubene obo, because i-energy yami about the way ngakhona iyam affecta naye. So uyabona ukuthi lo muntu lo kahlahla asike isidingo sokuthi ngi-acte kanje ngobuka nje. So nawe i-character yakho iya influence omunye umuntu. So yabo mangithi ngempela uRooms ungambeka la mangathi ungambuza ukuthi into esike sixabanela ayikho. Asizibuzani phela unyaka sithi yazi mina nawe asikazi sixabane. Because koko wafika enye intombazana ikhala endlini yethu ixabana noRooms wakhe. Yathi siqeda lapho kududuzana nani simyalela ukuthi zehlise. Uxoliswa noma ungonanga. Sasala soyithu sibuzane sithi unyaka usuyophela impela kodwa sikaze sixabane.
Ayikaze nje kube khona case. God, that a blessing, isn't it?
That's a blessing, it is.
Yeah, it's very important.
Because lento yabo Rooms, sihlala nabantu abahlukene abangafani. So, kumele uzame uku-accommodate umuntu. Even ngisho engasiyena umzalwane, we pray for ukuhlala nabantu abakholwayo, but only to find usithwele abantu abangakholwa.
Yes.
So, lapho kumele umveze uJesu. Against you, engafani nawe, i-character yakhe ingafani, i-personality yakhe ingafani, kodwa uzame usuphile livangeli ukuthi Jesu noma kunzima ayi kodwa ngifuna ukuveza noma sengingasahlala ndawonye asho ukuthi khona umzalwane engangahlala naye
ngafunda lapha yani
ngafunda kuyena.
So kubalekile kakhulu bazalwane, mhlawumbe nawo nayo ke eyakho indlela ukuthi ke as prepare for you, pass it 0681608832. We are also reachable on our Facebook page as MUT Radio and also ku website lapha ya as www.mut.ac.sa/MUT Radio. So hamba siyapha kwigazi lomhlatshana, then we'll be back with the conversation here tunayekela umagumbi noma Msomi from BTG SM.
Dush. Asaba ikhasi lona haleli Sile Let's go.
Ekolgotha ngenxa yezono zami ke kungeve kwezami kuphela kodwa ke nezabantu bonke. Right here on MUT Interfaith. Ushonga njalo ke lapha uSipho Ngwenya ethi ke igazi lomhlatshelo. Sakuyo ke le ndaba yephasika ukuthi ke wena as uthi nje uyakhona ke yiphi njongo enkulu yini le ayi drive behind you at 0681 6788832 the number to call ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi upartake on the our today's topic noma ke ohlelo lethu namhlanje esigxile ngakho ngiyabingelela lapha again ngiphinde ngamukele futhi uMagumbi nje Magumbi ukusipha nje mhlawumbe ukuthi ke abantu what are the things ekudinga ukuthi ke baziqaphele noma ke sibe umgogodla wabo as they're heading to iPasika mhlawumbe ungakwazi ukunikeza umlaleli
ngiyafisa balaleli ukuthi iPasika singalithathi nje ngokujwayela ukuthi hayi every year siye ePasikeni kodwa unyaka nonyaka ube nalento especial ethi ngifuna ukuyokhonza uNkulunkulu ngenxa yento ayenze eCalvary. So siyadinga nje ukuthi sibuyisane nabantu bazalwane ungabi nayo umuntu othi awumkhulumisa umzalwane ungahlali ke futhi ekhaya ungayokhonza ngoba uthi iso iPasika lamlihamba bile liye goli maningi amaphasika a all over ungaya nanomi local nanoma yikephi nje amatende maningi ungahlali ekhaya ungaye ephasikeni ngoba uthi awunayo imali yokuye ephasikeni asikhonze nje sonke uNkulunkulu silungiselele khona nemswenko ke bayaswenka abanye abanye bayatasha abanye balama ikuningi yes so nje sibe representable sibukeke sibe bahle ngoba inhlanzeko is next to God kumele nje sibe bahle si kubonakala ukuthi sihamba noNkulunkulu oyithandayo amen.
So in and out we have
yes,
to prepare ourselves
out, yes.
Yes, thank you so much there Zuma Gumbi all the way from Gomashu ekhona ke la ibandla la SBTGSM kanti ke Kyle Cool lakhe lise faith mission mangabe khona ke ama 5 ekhona ke Magumbi ke kuyaveza ukuthi ke hayi uNkulunkulu umbusisile ke une gift from God of which is ukuluka ke abazalwane so make sure ukuthi ke mangabe umdinga uyakwazi 0681608832 so kunikeza ke na kanjani number yakhe kumagumbu kwazi ukuthi ke ube right as you are preparing for iPasika ngoba ushilo ukuthi inhlanzeko yangaphandle na it also counts hayi nje ukuthi kuphela kufuna inhliziyo kuphela no ukuveza uNkulunkulu ke igceke nangaphandle kubalekile ukuthi nalo sinakekele ngiphinde ngingamkele ngibingele lapha uMamsomi
amen bazalwane
amen
bengithanda ukuvala ngezwi
yes
it's 1 John chapter 3 verse 16
yes
la khona lethi ke this is how we know what love is Jesus Christ laid down his life for us and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So leli izwi leli yasifundisa ukuthi nasephasikeni lapho asiye ngothando. Sithandane bazalwane. Uma kukhona umzalwane okukhubile enhlizweni emoyeni zisehlise uyela ukuthi ephasikeni kahle kahle uyofundiswa ngokuthi uthando libalekile. Uthando bese liyagcizelela la lithi ke anyone who does not love remains in death. So leli izwi leli lasho ukuthi shuthi uyabona ukuthi ngokuthi nje umuntu awumthandi ukuthi kahlahle usekufeni. Shuthi kubalekile ukuthi sithandane. So bazalwane bengicela ukuthi si la siya khona siye ngothando khona noma sekushunyayelwa uzivulela inhliziyo yakho ulalele konke singagcini kuphela ngokuthi silalele kepha izwi sisilenze siphile amen bazalwane
haleluya thank you so much
yes bazalwane ngicela ukueda la usise sakhuluma ngothando sisakhuluma nangendlela yokugqoka uyazi ukuthi kwesinskhathi uyabona ukuthi unayo impahla ongasayisebenzisi and uyabona ukuthi khona umzalwane onesidingo even ngisho noma ngabe kuthiwe ijoyini yasesontweni nayo sakulingani unikeze nje omunye umzalwane sibe nibahle sonke bazalwane so inkonzo yothi
this is a MUT radio podcast.